One of the things I enjoy most when I come to America is the driving. You know, when you come to visit a place, Baruch Hashem, I live in Eretz Yisrael the whole year, so in the summer I come to visit, and you know, there's a lot more driving. You have to go to different places, you have to go here, you have to go there. And for me, I actually think that's a great opportunity, because Baruch Hashem, for YU Torah, they put out so many thousands of shirim. You have the opportunity to just drive and listen to shirim, things that you wouldn't necessarily have the time for during the regular course of the day, during the year. So for me, Baruch Hashem, I was in Rosh Hashanah for many years, that's a real opportunity for me to listen to shirim whenever I can, whenever I drive. And I just want to share some Torah a little bit different than the regular mahalach of the Parsha shirim that I've been giving. But I think that something that there's a very beautiful message that could come out from some of the halacha and the lamdas and analysis that Rav Schechter had on this week's Parsha. So he quoted in Parsha Sur'ei, in Parakut Beis, the beginning psukim discuss how when Klal Yisrael is coming in to Eretz Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that these are the chukim, mishpatim, asher tishmin lasos v'chulei, it says, right, that these are the things you have to do. Abid ta'abdunas kol ha'makomos asher avdom shem agoyim, asher tam yorushim es Elohim, alarim ramim alagvos v'sachas kol Yisrael na'an. The Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu says that you have to destroy all of the areas areas where they worship Avodah Zarah. If you see areas where there's worshiping Avodah Zarah, you have a chiyuv to get rid of them. You should remove their altar, destroy the altars that they had, and all of the memorials and everything they have, and burn them. Basically getting rid of all the Avodah Zarahs. And then the Pasuk says, Lo sa'asun kein la'Hashem Elokeichem, you should not do this for Hashem, your God. So paradigmatic, the Rosh Hashanah quoted that Rosh Soloveitchik agreed with it. Someone once presented to Rosh Soloveitchik, he thought that there's a chiyuv, theoretically, a theoretical chiyuv, obviously because of Shalom, and it'd be a major problem politically to do this, but theoretically, if we assume that worshipping the church is Avodah Zarah, and Christianity is Avodah Zarah, then we have a chiyuv to get rid of all the churches that exist in Eretz Yisrael. And Rosh Soloveitchik, in a fundamental halachic analysis, he agreed with that really that's true. Obviously, we can't because of the metzias that we have, but really, that's part of the idea is getting rid of the Avodah Zarah. But Rosh Hashanah went on to focus on the Hemshech, where the Pasuk says that Lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, that you should not do this to Hashem your God. According to Chazal tell us that we learn from here that a person, that it's usher for anyone to remove even one stone from the Heichal, or min Hazbeach, or min Hazaras, to remove any of the stones from the Heichal and Beis HaMikdash, from the Mizbeach, from the altar and the Azara, the area, the open area in the Beis HaMikdash. Remove any of the stones, you'd be violating the Issa Deravaisa of Los Hasun Kein Lashem Lokechem, because that's, even if it's just removing one brick, is not destroying, but still, that's partially destroying, partially ruining the Beis HaMikdash is an Issa Deoraisa. So that is what's learned out from this Pasuk. So then from there, Rav Schechter quoted the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah quotes, and it says when Yechezkel Nabi was during the end of Bayis Rishon, and then continuing to the Golus with Bavel with Klal Yisrael. So when he was being in Menaben, he was giving the Nevuas, he was giving the prophecy about Klal Yisrael having to be the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, and then they're going to have to go to Golus. So he says, though, Akash Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael through Yechezkel, Ve'havi lahem mikdash me'at. That don't worry that I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. However, Ba'el Mikdash Ma'at, I'm going to have this Mikdash Ma'at, a smaller Mikdash, somewhere in Bava. So what does this refer to? So the Gemara Megillah of the Chavtes tells us that this refers to Eile Batei Knesios Sheva Bavel. This is referring to the shuls in Bava. This is referring to the shuls in Bava, that those are going to be the Mikdash Ma'at. So the Ran says that we don't actually, this isn't a gila that we're referring to a base Knesset as a base of Middash. It doesn't have the Kedusha base of Middash. The Kedusha base of Knesset is not Dereisa. Rather, it's an Esmachta, it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, it's not a Dinder Reisa. However, the Reb Lezer Meminzer, Shechter quoted, says that no, that this isn't, he doesn't learn like the Ran. He says that Ya'ela Mikdash Ma'at, Echesko Navi is telling us that base Knesset is called a Mikdash, and we know that base of Mikdash, we have these Dinim Del Reisa to be more to Mikdash, and all the Alachas are base of Mikdash. And the Reb Lezer Meminz apparently learns that this is a real Din D'Oraisa, that Kiddushas Beis HaKnesses is a real Din D'Oraisa. And Rav Schechter quoted Rav Soloveitchik, who Rav Soloveitchik also said that that's not just Rav Lezer Meminz. Rav Soloveitchik dug up a fascinating Rambam, because the Rambam in the Minan Mitzvah Sakatzer, so no one thinks to look there. You have the Yad, the Chazaka, and also then you have the Sefer Mitzvot, but the Minan Katzer is where he just gives you B'Kitzer what exactly is the Mitzvah. So the Rambam quotes that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to remove any of the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and then in Chlalam, the Rambam says, is also to do this in a shul, to the Beis Knesset, to do this. So says Rav Soloveitchik that this must be an Isser D'Oraisa, must be an Isser D'Oraisa, so that he understands that if that's an Isser D'Oraisa, that means that the Kedusha must be D'Oraisa of a shul. That the Kedusha of a shul is so strong, it's mamish a din D'Oraisa of Kedusha ilafi the Rambam as well. And Rav Schechter went on to quote that the Arizal, you know, the holy Arizal, think about how so many things that we do and practices that we do and holiness and things that, of the Kedusha, the Kisvei Ari that we do is based on Arizal. He would never give a drasha in shul. Why not? Because he said he was afraid that he would speak a word of Sicha Betela. If you say one word of Sicha Betela, he's afraid he's going to be punished for speaking something and not have more of a mikdash of the shul, and he did not even give a drasha ever because he's afraid that he would tell a joke or something that wasn't exactly relevant to Avodas Hashem, and therefore he never spoke even as a drasha. And imagine how much kedusha his drashas had of the Ariza. So when Rav Shechter was saying all this over, and for me, it just clicked. It hit a spot for me, and I was thinking to myself that there's a tremendous lesson that we can learn from this. That whether you assume it's Daraisa or Darabanan, we see that the Kedusha based Knesset is so important to us, and we know that Vayu LaMikdash Mat. At the end of the day, the pasuk is telling you whether it's a smat or not. It's telling you that these are our miniature based Hamikdash. And I was thinking to myself, and I was saying that wait a second. I was like, we want Mashiach to come. We want to have to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So what is our test case? Right? Hashem's testing us to see, are you ready for my Beis HaMikdash? Are you ready for Him to come? Are you ready for the Beis HaMikdash to be there? Are you going to have more Mikdash? So He's going to see, let me give you these tools, the Mikdash Me'at. I'm going to test you out. If you're treating the shuls properly and you have the Kiddush of Ignesis, then maybe we can have the full Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And if not, then you're not going to. And I was thinking to myself, it hit me. I was like, we need to work on this tremendously, is that Hashem is giving us the test of Mikdash Me'at. He's giving us this Beis HaMikdash, this miniature Beis HaMikdash in Bava. He's saying, in Chutz Aretz, right? Bava is referring to all Chutz Aretz. He's telling us, how are you guys going to do? Can you guys not talk in shul? Can you guys daven properly? And we know that the Gemara continues over there, that very same daf that Rav Shechter was quoting, also tells us that in the future, all the Batei Knesios are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be uprooted and they're going to be there. And I was thinking that's mamish this idea, that they're Mikdash Me'at and they're going to be continuing in the Beis HaMikdash, that they're a function of our miniature Beis HaMikdash. And how are we treating that the miniature Beis HaMikdash? We've just been thrown out of them for 3 months. And it's unfortunate because when I came here, I was expecting, in Eretz Yisrael Baruch Hashem, I have to say, that the minyanim that I was attending, they took this to heart, the idea that we've been thrown out of that we really, as a punishment, that we've been thrown out of the shuls. And a lot of people took a real askamas that we're never going to talk in shul, and for the weeks that I was there, before I came back to visit America, I really felt that there was a significant change. Unfortunately though, I'm not going to tell you where it was or what shuls, but I really think that this is something that we should all take to heart, because when I came to the shuls here, I didn't necessarily see that same motivation. I did see some talking in the shuls in Chutz Aretz, and I was thinking to myself is that if we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're ready for the Beis HaMikdash, then I think that we have to really take this message to heart. We have to take this message that the shuls are the most important function of Kiddush that we have nowadays. Rav Nevinson Shlito, based on the Gemara in Brachos, which says L'man Yirui Mechem, and that Rav Yochanan was shocked. He said, how could it be that people are living long lives and outside of Eretz Yisrael? It says, L'man Yirui Mechem, Al Adama, only in Eretz Yisrael. How could you live long life in Eretz Yisrael? And they told him, but don't worry, they go to shul. He says, oh, they go to shul, now I understand. So the Marashan, that says, what do you mean everybody understands? So we see that there's a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael somewhere, in some Mechina, there's a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in Shul. It's the most Kedusha that we have in Chutz Laretz. So maybe we should treat it like that. We shouldn't be speaking about, you know, different Betalim, even before davening, even after davening. It's a very holy place. It's a place that's not supposed to be talked about anything other than Kedusha, Divrei Torah, and learning and davening. And I will just end off with one thing. I was reading in the news once, and for me it was a tremendous musr for how we have to treat a shul and a base medrash and a base knesses. And that was when I was reading in the news once that someone in King John Un's meeting, someone fell asleep. Someone fell asleep in the meeting. And you know what? He had him executed. So obviously this guy's a Meshuggah. He's a tremendous Meshuggah. That's true. And that was the first thing that I thought of. Okay, what enough a crazy guy who is literally insane. And he kills him for falling asleep. But then I was thinking to myself, why does Hashem do this? It's a tremendous musr for, like, why do you show me this article? It's like, it's a tremendous musr for me. How could it be that I ever put my head down in a base medrash, in a shul? How could you ever put your head down? We're in front of Melech Malchei Amlachim. Like the Gemara Bar Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan would say that, when he was on his deathbed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he said that, I'm not afraid of a king. You could bribe a king. Figure something out with a king. He said, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's eternal. And we have to take that message that everything is eternal for us. So how much more pachad, how much more of a yiras shemaim should we have in a shul to not speak dar betilim and kol shekhen v'kavachomer during davening? Right? During davening, the Zohar writes tremendous, terrible things that will happen. The Kavachayim writes it's better not to go to shul than to if you know you're going to speak during davening. So I would just, this for myself also, the Musar is here, is that I think it's clear that if we really want the Beis HaMikdash to come, we really are yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, then I think it's proper for all of us as a community, as individuals, to try our best, to really try to have this Mora Mikdash, and the Mirtz Hashem, with that we can have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.